he was found dead in his flat on the 20th of July in 2013. He was just 59. I didn't know his JSA had been stopped for not attending a meeting. He died from his diabetes condition. He was a type 1 diabetic. And as I say, apparently he'd failed to miss an appointment, so he was sanctioned. I spoke to him on the Thursday, and I had a wonderful conversation with him. He never said a word. He just chatted away. I used to ring him up every week just to make sure he was okay. And then on the Saturday, I got a phone call from his friend saying that they couldn't get hold of him. And so they went round, and he was found dead in his flat. I mean, he died penniless, starving, and he had 6 tea bags in his cupboard, a tin of soup, and an out-of-date tin of pilchards. That was it. He had no electric on his key, so he wouldn't have been able to store his insulin properly anyway.
It's such a tragic story. I've worked here for many, many years, Jill, and I think this is probably, quite possibly, the most tragic story I've come across. You had absolutely no idea about his job seeker's allowance being cut. You had no idea that he had money problems, because I presume he was a very proud man.
He was just... Yes, he was. He was very quiet and very private. Everyone that knew him will tell you that. He never complained. Vulnerable people won't speak up. There were people there that just won't speak up. There were people that will shout, and there's people that won't. So that's why I started this petition. I've started the petition. As you can see, I've got 76,000 already.
Yeah.
It's change.org /benefit sanctions. I have had 76,000 signatures. I've had the most wonderful response from all these people, and I want to thank them so much. Also, if you could read some of the stories, there are others out there suffering, and all I want is no one else to die. My brother's dead, you can't bring him back. But I just don't want anyone else to die like that. No one should die like that. It's not right. It's surely not right. It's against human rights. You know, we're meant to be a civilised country. And for someone to die starving, it just doesn't seem right. And that's why I've done all this. I'm not political. I don't want revenge. All I want is lessons to be learned, and the lessons to... By this letter, they sent me this letter. We've checked into it. We knew your brother was diabetic. We knew of his condition. No errors were made. But my brother died.